Okay, again, it's good to see you here this evening as we open the scriptures together. Turn with me, please, in your Bibles back into the Old Testament to the book of the Song of Solomon and chapter 2, please. And for those of you who may be joining us tonight, we typically remember the Lord's table once a month, last Sunday of the month. And for some time now, we have been drawing some meditations, some devotional thoughts out of the Song of Solomon to help prepare us for the table as we consider the wonderful picture that is presented to us here in type of the relationship between the believer and Christ, the heavenly bridegroom, the spiritual intimacy that we enjoy with our Saviour. And what a wonderful blessing it is to consider some of these thoughts. All right, if you turn to chapter 2, and I'm going to just read for you from verse 14 to the end of the chapter, but Lord willing, tonight our lesson will come out of verse 15. Now the bridegroom is the one who is speaking, and he refers to the bride in the words, verse 14, O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight for the richness that we find in the Word of God. Lord, we thank you for marriage, Christian marriage, as ordained of thee. And what a wonderful picture that this is of the relationship that we, the church, enjoy with our heavenly bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, tonight we pray that the Spirit of God would be our primary teacher. Lord, that he would help both preacher and hearer to understand clearly the Word of God. Help the preacher to be clear, Lord, to say only what you would have him to say, that self would be absent from the message and that Christ would be exalted. We thank you that the Lord Jesus, that the Spirit of God loves to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. This is his ministry. And so we ask that he would indeed exalt the Lord Jesus tonight. Lord, even in the breaking of bread, as we take the simple elements before us, that we would have hearts that are truly enraptured with our Lord Jesus. Lord, quicken in us a greater love for thee. Lord, we pray tonight as we consider this very important matter of little foxes, we pray that you would help us to follow the command of your voice, the exhortation you've given us here as our heavenly bridegroom, to a life of vigilance and watchfulness and carefulness in our walk with you, that we would not allow things to creep into our lives that may seem so small and insignificant, but one day bring such damage and such disgrace to our lives. So bless us, we pray. We need your help now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we have mentioned a number of times as we've been going through these lessons that marriage in the Bible is a wonderful picture of the relationship between Christ and the church. Read Ephesians 5 sometime, and you will find that the duties of both husbands and wives are outlined in that passage. And when we come to the end of the chapter, it says, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. And so Christian marriage, the coming together of a man and a woman in scripturally in the bonds of matrimony is a wonderful picture, or should be a wonderful picture to this world, of the relationship that we have with Christ, Christ being our heavenly bridegroom, and of course the church is his bride. And so that's the picture, and with in light of the New Testament scriptures, such as Ephesians 5 and others, we approach the Song of Solomon in that way, and we can learn so much about the relationship, the spiritual relationship, the spiritual intimacies that are enjoyed between the believer and the Saviour, and it presents some wonderful pictures to us. I like what one person commented or noted concerning the Song of Solomon that it really, the theme of is really what we find in the second part of John 4 and verse 14, where the Lord Jesus says, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst." And it's interesting, you have Ecclesiastes coming before Song of Solomon. Ecclesiastes presents life really from a human standpoint only, without reference really to God, and life lived under the sun. And the summation there is that all is vanity and empty. But then we come to the Song of Solomon and we see that this is where there is true satisfaction in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ is the only one who can satisfy the longings of your heart here tonight. And so in our last lesson, we looked at the groom pursuing the bride in verse 14. He refers to her as his dove, a term of endearment. And he refers to her position. He sees her as being in the clefts or the crags of the rock and in the secret places of the stairs. And we talked, didn't we, about how this is a wonderful picture of the position of the believer. When you think about a cleft rock, it pictures Calvary, doesn't it? And that Christ was cleft for us. Christ was wounded for us, and we find safety and shelter in his wounds and the secret places of the stairs. And so our life is hid with Christ in God. We have a secure position as believers. We find a place of shade and shelter in the Lord Jesus. But now in verse 15, he moves now to the bridegroom now moves to exhorting the bride concerning a matter she is to pay careful attention to. There is something that she is to be aware of. There is something that she is to be very careful about. And so he instructs her, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes." Little foxes. And so tonight I want to speak to you on that subject. Beware of little foxes. Beware of little foxes. And I want you to notice firstly the danger of little foxes. The danger of little foxes. We have here the words, "the little foxes that spoil the vines." Now the vines, we could say, would symbolize the believer's fruitfulness and fellowship with Christ. We notice that these vines are possessed by both the bride and the bridegroom, because we have the word "our." Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. And so the vine would represent our fruitfulness for the Lord, our service for the Lord, our fruit bearing for the Lord. We know that Christ refers to this in John chapter 15, where he likens himself to the vine, and we are his branches, and we are to bear fruit for his glory and through his strength. But the little foxes are something that pose a threat to the fruitfulness of the vine. They pose a significant problem and a danger to the vine producing what it ought to produce. Now, we know from Scripture that foxes were very numerous in Judea. You remember that Samson caught a whopping great 300 of them in Judges 15 and verse 4. So this was a common problem throughout the land of Judah. And we know that the fox, by its very nature, is sly, isn't it? It's subtle. It's cunning. It likes to be concealed. You don't often see a fox running around in broad daylight. They like to slink around and be under the cover of darkness or be concealed. We know that they are predators. And Christ likened, didn't he, King Herod in the New Testament to a fox to represent the man's vicious character. And so foxes present a real danger to the vitality of the vine. Now, when we think about this in a spiritual sense, if the vineyard represents my life, we could say as a believer, my fruitfulness for the Lord, my service for the Lord, what could these little foxes creeping in represent? Well, let me give you some thoughts. They represent the small, seemingly insignificant sins that creep into our lives almost unnoticed. And this is what we're going to see, and this is what we need to take from our heavenly bridegroom tonight, that he would have us to be watchful. He would have us to be careful. He would have us to give diligent attention to the vitality of our Christian lives, the fruitfulness of our Christian lives, and be alert to things that could creep in and damage our usefulness for him. You know, this is really the spirit that God would have of the believer. And yet, sadly, what we actually have today amongst many Christians is the opposite, people being very flippant about seemingly minor things. That's a small thing. That's a minor thing. That's a preferential thing or a peripheral thing. And things are so easily entertained, but they could be little foxes. So small, so seemingly insignificant, but nonetheless very dangerous if left unchecked. So it might be things like unbiblical thought patterns, allowing emotional habits and strongholds in our lives, like anger, taking up of offences, control, manipulation, the sins of the self-life, those things that are so tightly woven into who we are that so often go unnoticed, like self-promotion and self-defence, self-love. These are the sorts of little foxes that can creep into our lives. They're cunning, they're sly, they're subtle, but they can bring such damage. These foxes could also represent the things that may not in and of themselves even be evil, but they have the potential to cause destruction if spiritual vigilance and discernment is not exercised. For example, the weights of the Christian life, Hebrews 12. Okay, we may have something in our lives that may in and of itself not be sinful, but we must be careful and pay diligent attention to where that is leading, because it could become a little fox. It could become something, a predator in our lives. It could become something that will damage our fruitfulness for the Lord. It could become something that will impede our service for the Lord. Hudson Taylor says, "The enemies may be small, but the mischief done great." This is in his little commentary on the Song of Solomon. He says, "A little spray of blossom, so tiny as to be scarcely perceived, is easily spoiled, but thereby the fruitfulness of a whole branch may be forever destroyed." He says, "And how numerous the little foxes are, little compromises with the world, disobedience to the still small voice in little things, little indulgences of the flesh to the neglect of duty, little strokes of policy, doing evil in little things that good may come, and the beauty and the fruitfulness of the vine, a sacrifice." So there's a real danger here that the bride is to be aware of. In her walk with the bridegroom, in her pursuit of him, in her growth, in her love and understanding of him, he exhorts her to spiritual alertness, to spiritual vigilance, to watch carefully for these little things that can come into the life and of themselves seem so small but bring so much damage. Do you know a lot of Christians experience this? They're walking with the Lord. They have hearts for the Lord in many respects, but maybe sometime in their life they allowed or entertained a little fox. It looked so small. It seemed so minor. It seemed so insignificant. And maybe they allowed that there in their life, and maybe they went on as if all was normal for many, many years, and then all of a sudden they bomb out of the Christian life and everybody says, "What happened?" Well, perhaps it simply started with allowing something that seemed so small to creep into the life. I mean, think about it. Some of the great trees you see out there, did they not begin as little seeds? And is that not the problem? If we allow a small seed of sin to lodge into the soil of our hearts, if we allow something that may on the surface seem so small and insignificant to creep into our lives, we can eventually have a massive problem on our hands. And so there's the danger of little foxes. We see, number two, the damage of little foxes. Second point tonight, the damage of little foxes. Take us the little foxes that spoil the vines. Now, apparently foxes do this in many ways, those who have studied them, says commentator Matthew Poole. "As those who write of them have observed, by gnawing and breaking the little branches and leaves and the bark, by digging holes in the vineyards and so spoiling the roots by eating the grapes in other ways." Now, you might say tonight, well, why are these little foxes so dangerous? Well, very simply this, because little foxes do not stay little. They grow up. How many of you have read the Jungle Doctor story, Little Leopards Become Big Leopards and Big Leopards Kill Children? Have you ever read that story? Very, very powerful little lesson about how sin can seem so small and even cute. It can seem just so harmless, and yet if allowed to just grow in the life, eventually brings destruction. The story is told about an African hunter who goes out and shoots a leopard, and this leopard had a little baby leopard, and it just had such soft and kind little eyes, and so the hunter had mercy on that little leopard and took it home. And the chief wanted to kill the little leopard, said that, you know, little leopards become big leopards and big leopards kill, but no, he's just so cute and he won't hurt anybody. And for many years, for some time, this little leopard kept growing bigger and bigger, and he was very tame, but one day it tasted blood and came back into the village and killed the hunter. Anyway, you read the story sometime. But the principle there, the picture is very, very clear, that something that began so small became very destructive. And so as Christians, we must be so careful of the little sins, the little things. Again, sadly, the attitude of many Christians today is just deal with the majors and leave the minors. Well, I think we all understand that there is a certain area of things where we can maybe agree to disagree. We don't want to get down to what the Bible describes as foolish questions and agitating over things with no substance. But usually when somebody's being dismissive, saying that something's a minor thing, usually more often than not, it's actually not so small after all. It's actually a problem. And if allowed to take root in the life, allowed to creep around in the life, it will bring damage. Let me give you some examples from the Bible of where little foxes brought about much damage. Think of David. He indulged in a little fox called idleness, didn't he? The kings went out to battle. He should have been out there leading the people of God. And he was idle. Seems so small. Such a small thing, but that idleness, that little fox, eventually ended in adultery. Moses allowed the little fox of anger, didn't he, to creep into his life, and it resulted in his being banned from entering the promised land. A little fox called pride and presumption one day crept into King Saul's life, followed quickly by another little fox called partial obedience that resulted in his termination from the kingdom and found him seeking help from a witch at the end of his life. You see, little foxes can eventually bring great damage to the life. Small, it would seem at the start, so harmless even, and yet if allowed and entertained and not dealt with, will eventually damage our Christian walk and lives. Think about a little fox called temptation that was entertained in Eve's life one day. It seemed such a small and insignificant thing to take one bite of the forbidden fruit, but it brought devastating and deadly consequences. Samson allowed a little fox called lust, didn't he, to roam in the vineyard of his life. It seemed so small and manageable for quite some time, but eventually that little fox stole his strength and power and left him blind and grinding at the mill. Can you see the illustrations here? Starts out small, but eventually brings so much damage to the life, hinders the fruitfulness of our Christian lives, becomes a blockage to our service for Christ. As believers, our bridegroom would have us to be very careful. He would have us to be a people of vigilance and watchfulness for little things, for minor things, things that seem to be so small. Why? Because those are the things, because of their very nature and because they're so subtle, those are the things that will actually often cause us the greatest damage, because we just allow them in and we're not careful. And, oh, we've got all the major things right. Major on the majors, don't major on the minor. Well, be careful, though, about some of those things that you may label minor, because if allowed to roost in your life, they may just eventually bring great damage to your life. A little fox called love for the world crept subtly into Demas's life one day, which eventually drew him away from a life of fruitful service for God. What about Peter's little fox called self-confidence? It almost seemed to be an honourable trait at first glance. Almost seemed to be a good thing. I mean, wow, what? How commendable, this man who is so confident and so assertive. Yet, it ended in his threefold denial of the Saviour he loved. So, little foxes They may be small, but they represent potential harm. They represent danger and damage for the Christian's life. They will spoil the vines, the blossoming of our Christian lives. They chomp them off. They hinder us from our fruitfulness for the Lord. So we need to be careful, don't we? In our homes, we've got to be aware of little foxes, parents, and watch out for what may come through a book or what may come through some medium today. We must be so careful. We say, oh, but it's so small, such an insignificant thing. Yes, but it might represent a little fox. And that little fox, if allowed to roam in the home, may one day cause great damage and great destruction. So we need to be careful. And I myself personally have been challenged before about certain things. And we try and be very careful in what we watch and that sort of thing, and carefully select those things. But occasionally I've gone in and just thrown a DVD out or something. You might say, well, on the whole it was quite good, yes, but there were some little foxes in there that were dangerous. Some of these TV shows and things, they might be entertaining, but are there little foxes there, Christian, that may just drive a little wedge into your life and begin to chomp off your potential fruitfulness for the Lord and to quench the working of the Spirit in your life? You see, the bridegroom, our Lord Jesus, would have us to be very careful about those things. Books as well. All these romance novels and murder mysteries and things, are they... Oh, well, you might argue that they're only small and that they contain things that maybe seem harmless on the surface. Okay, maybe, but maybe you need to just take those to the Holy Spirit and say, Spirit of God, are these little foxes in my life? And he'll show you. He will reveal that to you. So the damage of little foxes, the destruction now of little foxes, how are we to deal with them? How do we deal with little foxes in our lives? And it's found right at the beginning of the verse. What does he tell her to do? Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines. Now, this word take means to take hold of, it means to seize and to grasp. Okay, so the picture's quite clear. These little foxes running around the vineyard, he says, seize them, grab them, lay hold of them, deal with them. And this is what the word means. This word is translated elsewhere, took hold in Genesis 25, 26, when Jacob took hold of Esau's heel. It's translated took in Judges 16, 3, where Samson took the city gates. It is translated caught in Genesis 22, 13, where the ram is caught in the thicket. So to take the foxes means to catch them, to take hold of them, to seize them, and that's what we are to do when we are confronted with them. Now you say, how do I identify these little foxes in my life? Well, we need to have a sensitive spirit and a list and ears that are open to the voice of Christ. Who was it who alerted the bride to these little foxes? The bridegroom. Okay? He was the one who made her aware of them. He was the one who told her of the danger. It was his voice that cautioned her about this. And so it will be in our lives. It'll be the voice of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus, through the Spirit of God, who will alert us to these little foxes. So have a sensitive spirit, have a listening heart, and ask the Heavenly Bridegroom, if you're not sure, to show you those little foxes in your life by the Holy Spirit, the things that have crept in, the things that you have maybe entertained for some years and you've just grown accommodating of them, and you've just grown used to them and you've become comfortable with them, but if allowed to continue, will bring great damage. They will damage your fruitfulness for the Lord. So listen carefully to the voice of Christ, the Heavenly Bridegroom. Maintain a humble and a teachable spirit. That's important, isn't it, as Christians, that we maintain a teachable spirit. Sometimes the Lord will use another believer to come and graciously point something out, maybe a little fox that you don't recognize. You know, it's so hard for us to see these things sometimes because they're so subtle and they're so concealed and they creep in so quietly into our lives. And that's why it's important to keep humble ears and open hearts. Listen to godly authorities in your life. Listen to family members. Listen to godly friends who would come to you and warn you, say, look, I know this seems so small, but be very careful about this attitude, or be very careful about this particular indulgence in your life. It's so important. So a sensitive spirit to hear the voice of Christ, and then a watchful spirit, that spiritual vigilance and alertness, and to seize hold of them. And this really teaches us about the principle of mortifying the sins of the flesh, which you find in Romans chapter 6. Okay, when we think of seizing the little foxes, we think of the believer putting to death these little sins of the flesh. Turn to Romans 6 for a moment. Okay, we need to seize them, seize the little foxes and wring their little necks. Okay, Romans chapter 6. And verse 11 says, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we don't have time to go through all of chapter 6 here, but verse 6 says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. So Christ has provided deliverance for us through his death on the cross. He took the old nature and crucified it to the cross, and we are to reckon by faith upon that fact, and by faith put to death those things in our lives. Turn to Romans 8, please, and verse number 13. Another key principle to mortifying the deeds of the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die, but if ye through the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, do mortify or put to death the deeds of the body, ye shall live. And so this is what we are exhorted to do by our bridegroom, the Lord Jesus, our Saviour. We are to be alert to spiritual dangers. We are to be careful of the small and seemingly insignificant sins. And we are to lay hold of them, we are to seize them, and we are to, by God's grace and with his power, apply the cross to them and put them to death. Matthew Henry says, this is a charge to believers to mortify their own corruptions, their sinful appetites and passions, which are as foxes, little foxes that destroy their graces and comforts, quash good motions, crush good beginnings, and prevent their coming to perfection. Okay? This would also teach us that the believer is to make no provision for the flesh. He is to remove the destructive influences from his life. Romans 13, 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Okay? If you allow the little foxes, the little sins, the weights to take root in your life, to take over, to just wash in and out of your life unchecked, then we are making provision for the flesh, and that is dangerous. Now, this word provision, let me just read you something that Kenneth Wu says about this word, about making provision for the flesh. He says, Paul means that in the case of the evil nature, we are to take the attitude that we are under no obligations to obey it, and thus we will not provide for it in any part of our lives. Okay, that's important, isn't it? As we think of not making provision for the flesh, we do not want to allow for it in any part of our lives. We want to, by God's grace, remove those destructive influences from our lives. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 exhorts us to abstain from all appearance of evil. And in James 1:27, we are exhorted to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. So the small things. Again, it really struck me with studying this message how the attitude so often today in our lives is the opposite. We are so accommodating to the so-called little things, small things, and we are dismissive of them. It's only a small thing. It's only a minor thing. From reading the exhortation here, do you think that Christ would have us to be careless about little things and small things, or do you think he would have us to be very watchful and careful about them? Watchful, careful, vigilant. So encourage others. If you have a brother or sister in Christ who's very concerned about personal holiness and being careful about things, praise God for that. That's a good spirit to have. To have a spirit of care, we always want to be so careful of being puffed up in any form of spiritual pride. We're aware of that. But to just humbly and graciously just take to heart and to take seriously the exhortation of the Lord here and just to be watchful over our lives. What could be creeping in that will actually cause damage? And so maybe that's what we need to do as we examine ourselves tonight as we approach the Lord's table. We would need to ask the Spirit of God to identify for us those little foxes and say, Lord, by your grace, we're going to lay hold of those. We're going to deal with them. We're going to put them to death by faith in what you have accomplished on the cross. So what is our attitude to these seemingly small and minor things? Are we being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, or do we come to the Lord's table tonight with an accommodating spirit to all sorts of little foxes that we are unwilling to deal with? That's why we're exhorted, aren't we, before we partake, to examine ourselves. That's a very solemn thing that we are to do. We are to review our hearts before the Lord in the presence of God and be sensitive to him and be careful. So, Christian, please do not adopt the attitude today that says it's a minor thing, it's a small thing. Be careful of that. Be so careful of that. Have the attitude that the Lord Jesus requires of us here and be concerned, not only about the big things, but about the small things, because it's the small things that can creep in so subtly and, if left there, eventually damage our lives so terribly, so terribly. And so let us be careful and vigilant. Beware of little foxes. Let's pray. Father, we pray tonight that you would help us in this matter, Lord, to be completely surrendered to the leading of the Spirit of God. And Lord, there may just be some things in our lives tonight which in and of themselves are not sinful, but Lord, if not kept in check, Lord, some of the weights that we can take on, Lord, they could eventually cause great damage. Lord, they could hinder our spiritual progress. Lord, they could grieve your Holy Spirit. And Lord, there could be a retraction of blessing in our lives. So Lord, give us that spirit of vigilance, that spirit of care. Lord, we pray that you'd point out lovingly in your grace the things in our lives that need to go. Lord, the secret sins we have been entertaining for too long. And Lord, help us with your grace and with your power to deal with those things, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.